This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the White House grinds away at a fix for healthcare.gov, the nuts and bolts of how to let people keep their coverage is being worked out by insurance companies and by state healthcare exchanges. The state of California, where Covered California, the exchange out here, is signing up 10,000 people a day, says it is not going to let people keep their canceled policies for another year. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
6,900. That's how many 18 to 34-year-olds signed up for insurance on California's exchange in October alone, nearly a quarter of all customers. But those young invincibles might stay away if they could renew the cheap, bare-bones policies that were canceled under the ACA. And USC professor Neeraj Sood says that would threaten California's success.
Now, premiums for this plan go up because premiums have to cover the cost of providing health care for this now more sicker population.
States are deciding whether to let insurers renew plans that don't meet certain ACA standards, like covering pre-existing conditions and out-of-pocket spending caps. And insurers are deciding whether they want to reissue those. Professor Sood isn't sure there's much incentive for the companies to sell bargain basement coverage anymore.
I think with the new rules, you can sell a Toyota Corolla at full price to the consumers, or you can sell a BMW where the government gives you a 50% discount.
Not all insurers sell plans on the exchanges, so those firms could make money if they peel consumers away. But Drexel University public health professor Robert Field says he thinks most of the companies are playing the long game.
When you cut through all of the politics, they are getting tens of millions of potential new customers, and the government is requiring many of those people to buy their products.
Field says if insurers can extend these policies only another 12 months, there's not too much to be gained. The real action is on the exchanges. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.